Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Amber Cox, and I will be graduating from Incarnate Academy this year and will attend Baylor University, Sikkim Bears, next year. Back when I was in the eighth grade, I came to church one Sunday, and I was going to Acolyte, and I received a quick crash course in Gospel Bearer. It seemed simple enough. Walk up with the gospel above your head, come down from the gospel procession, and that was it. So I grabbed the red book off the altar, and when it came time for that part of the service, I was standing behind the cross with the gospel above my head, waiting for Father Philip to give me the signal. I see him start walking towards me, and I thought, that's strange. He's supposed to just give me a signal. He came up to me, and he told me, Amber, you're not holding the gospel. You grabbed the wrong book. So at that point, I had the deer in the headlights look, and the mad dash to find the gospel before the end of the sequence hymn began. This experience taught me a few lessons. One, no question is too ignorant to ask, such as which red book is the gospel. Two, you will make mistakes. And three, the gospel is the red book with the big cross that says the gospel on the sign. This experience taught me that with every new experience, you will make mistakes, but that is okay. They're learning experiences. And I can assure you, I have not grabbed the wrong book since then. Another learning experience I've had through the church was taking initiative and pursuing my own faith. The Church of the Good Shepherd has been part of my life for as long as I can remember. I remember being 2 years old and sitting in chapel at St. James singing Jesus Loves Me. And my family didn't regularly attend church back then. I knew for a long time that I wanted to be part of the church and attend church regularly. However, I didn't know how to bring that up or tell my parents. But when I was in the fifth grade, I heard in my religion classes at school about confirmation. And I told my mom at the beginning of sixth grade that I wanted to be confirmed. So she signed me up for the classes, and within that year, I was baptized, took communion for the first time, and confirmed. And this inspired my mom to also be confirmed in the same year. So by taking initiative and pursuing my own faith, I inspired my mom to also pursue her faith. And knowing that I could inspire others has helped me to strive to become a reflection of Jesus in the world and help others pursue their own faith. Another valuable lesson I've learned from the Church of the Good Shepherd is an attitude of service. I began service with small projects, such as volunteering at Breakfast with Santa or at Vacation Bible School, but this has grown to encompass larger projects. I organized making fleece blankets for the Ark, and have served on the Salvation Army Mobile Canteen. And the first time I served, I was shocked to see the sheer number of children living on the streets and how many people there were in need of help. This inspired me to create special bags for the children that contained a small toy and a toiletry item. This made so many of them so happy, and it made me very happy to know that I was bringing some normality and joy to a child's life. And this has inspired me to one day become a medical doctor and hopefully open a clinic that offers free healthcare to those unable to afford it, because there's so many people who need the help. The Church of the Good Shepherd has become a second family to me. I'm going to miss being here every week next year in Waco, but I will still always be a part of the Good Shepherd. I'd like to thank everybody here for the role they've played in my faith development. And next year, I will be returning whenever I'm on break and over the summer, and the Church of the Good Shepherd will always be a part of my life.
Hello to my Good Shepherd family. My name is Blake Hurst, a junior at Incarnate Word Academy. I have been a member of the Church of the Good Shepherd and our youth program since I was born. Youth is a part of my weekly routine. I go every Sunday. I've enjoyed every moment as a Good Shepherd youth and all the activities we do. My first experience at this church was in godly play. We would play with the toys, and then Mrs. Mason would read us a story from a children's Bible with pictures and abridged stories. Afterwards, we would go into the church trying to find our parents before communion. Luckily, I was always able to find my parents. In the sixth grade, I started confirmation. I learned the most about the church during this time. Mr. Parabeau and Mrs. Sutherland taught us prayers, like the Nicene Creed, Apostles' Creeds, Lord's Prayer, and more. These gave me a greater appreciation for the prayers and creeds we recite each Sunday. My confirmation sponsor was Mr. Remington, and for my project, we were the rabbits in the Rise and Shine 5K walk and run. I remember waking up super early, and Mr. Remington, George, and I biked all the way to Whataburger Field. That was pretty tiring as it was, and then we had to bike the race. Boy, was I exhausted. That was the most I'd ever biked at once, but we did it. We were able to get a ride back to the house afterwards, which was pretty sweet. After confirmation, I began attending middle school and high school youth group. These youth groups were the events that I looked forward to. At youth group, we kick off with dinner made by a youth's parents. We played fun or goofy games from basketball to can jam to human battleship and even pudding twister. Yes, it is Twister with pudding, very messy. After games, we have Bible study and discuss various scriptures. I look forward to youth group because I get to connect with my friends from other schools, and also Matthew, our youth director. I love when new people come to youth group because I get to meet new people and we get to learn about God and scriptures together. Our church not only sponsors youth group, but also activities like Acolyte Festival, Youth in Action, mission trips, and more. In middle school, I went on a mission trip to South Carolina, where I helped refurbish an abandoned house and help the homeless in the area. So if anyone needs any drywall to be fixed and painted, I have experience. Youth in Action was held at our church several years ago, and it was a great experience. We watched Batman Begins and learned how the parts of that movie directly relate to the Bible. In addition, we went to Cliff Moss and repainted rooms and railings. The Acolyte Festival was the one where Bishop David Reed danced to the Worship Maybe parody of Call Me Maybe. You know, the one that goes, "So come to worship and serve Christ maybe." The Acolyte Festival consisted of games like Ships and Sailors, but recreated with acolyte positions. These events brought diocesan churches together and taught us how we can spread the news of God and others and encourage them to come to church and even youth events. My many years at the Church of the Good Shepherd have been some of the greatest times of my life because I am able to meet new people, learn about God, and tell others about the Lord. Thank you.